FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Hey, let me get to my guest right now, and that is Alexandra Smith, I should say, executive director of America Rising PAC. And Alexandra, happy anniversary, I understand.
Yes, yesterday marked my 1 year work anniversary with America Rising. I was hired as executive director 1 year ago, and it has been 365 days of nonstop fun holding Democrats accountable.
Well, that's good. Well, we appreciate what you do at America Rising. You know, I saw a poll yesterday I wanted to chat with you about that I thought was pretty interesting. And it was released by the Susan B. Anthony List, looking at these Senate battleground states. Obviously, Missouri is one of them, where we are trying to defeat Claire McCaskill here, and she wants to return to the Senate, where she's voted with Chuck Schumer in lockstep for just about every vote she's ever taken up there. Can you discuss the results of that poll?
Absolutely. So, you know, what we're seeing in the SBA poll is one among many right now that we're seeing that these Senate races are tightening up. And we're also, kind of what the narrative is that Senate or the Democratic hopes for retaking the Senate are sort of fading. And when, you know, you kind of look at why that is, it's easy to understand. There are 10 Democrats that are running in states that the president won. Five of those states he won by 15 points or more. Missouri is one of those states with Senator Claire McCaskill. And, you know, like you said, these senators, right after President Trump won, they were like everyone, there was a huge reckoning after the election. These Democratic senators had a scramble because they realized that their fortunes were in peril in 2018. So they made all these, you know, promises. We're going to go to Washington. We're going to work with the president. We're going to reach across the aisle and deliver for our constituents. Yet they went to Washington. Claire McCaskill voted against the confirmation of Justice Gorsuch, who's been an incredible jurist on the Supreme Court. She voted against the tax cuts. She voted against repealing Obamacare. And so if she votes against, you know, confirming Judge Kavanaugh, I think Missourians are going to be like, what have you done for us lately?
Yeah. Well, it's I heard somebody suggest the other day that McCaskill is not in the same pinch that Joe Manchin and some of the others are, because her vote shows her basically neck and neck right now with Josh Hawley in a poll that just came out here yesterday in the state of Missouri. But what this Susan B. Anthony List poll asked people was, do you want your senator in these states, Florida, Indiana, Missouri, North Dakota, West Virginia, to confirm the president's nominee, Brett Kavanaugh? And I wouldn't say overwhelmingly, but well above 50%, 56, 57, 68, 59% of the voters in all of those states support mm-hmm. Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, but we had seen that even before the president had named Brett Kavanaugh as his nominee. When the voters were asked, do you want this pick to be confirmed before the midterm elections? Voters were saying consistently that they did. And so that was really defeating the Democratic narrative out there that the president, you know, because of, what had happened with Merrick Garland, the president had to wait until after the midterm elections, which was absurd because when you look back to President Obama's tenure, he had a Supreme Court vacancy during a midterm election as well. So he nominated Justice Kagan in May. She was confirmed by August. And, you know, and that was that. The president, though, has been up against the wall with Democrats who have been, you know, insane in some of the things that they've been saying about him. So, you know, you have Elizabeth Warren who's saying you have to wait until after the midterms. You have Cory Booker from New Jersey saying that the Mueller investigation has to conclude before the president gets to pick a Supreme Court justice.
Right.
I said, Corey, I don't remember seeing that in the Constitution, man.
Well, he also pointed out that the president chose the one justice who would give him immunity, and that's outrageous. As if, even if Brett Kavanaugh wanted to do something like that, the suggestion is if he's on the court, he's going to sway the other eight justices to his point of view. I don't even think that's what he meant, but they've really gone off the rails in their criticism of this guy.
Well, that is the new Democratic talking point. So they've tried a couple different things. They tried, you got to wait until after the midterms. But as you mentioned, the SBA poll, some of the other polls we've seen out there have said that voters aren't buying that. The voters are saying, just confirm someone before the midterm. So they're like, okay, well, we tried that. You know, what else could work? And you have like, a, you know, you have just like the completely, you know, incomprehensible hashtag resist movement. Someone like Kirsten Gillibrand screaming in front of the Supreme Court, like, we're going to stop this guy. And you know, that doesn't really make any sense either. And these people look crazy and voters aren't, you know, so keen on that either. So the new strategy is, well, you know, this is, you know, wrapped up with the Russia investigation.
Yeah.
And this is all part of the, you know, the collusion. And by the way, they had started this even before, Judge Kavanaugh was nominated. They were saying that, that Neera Tanden, she's from the Center for American Progress, which is this liberal think tank, she was suggesting that Justice Kennedy's son had loaned the president money through a Russian bank, and it was all part of this like scheme. And you know, I just don't think voters are going to buy this. I think that, you know, voters are smart, and they understand, you know, they can see what's been going on. I think that they've seen this investigation play out for, you know, 2 years now. And, you know, nothing has come back that's touched the president directly in terms of tying him to, you know, to Russian interference in the election. And, you know, I think that, you know, voters are sophisticated. They understand that, you know, a foreign agent like Russia interfering in our elections is a bad thing, and people need to be punished for that because only Americans should be deciding American elections. On the other hand, I think to suggest that, that the president has been involved in this grand scheme, you know, to get elected president with the help of the Russians is sort of a bridge too far for a lot of Americans. So I don't know how this strategy is going to work for them.
I don't think it's going to work at all. Alexandra Smith with the America Rising Pack, AmericaRisingPack.org. You can follow her on Twitter at Alexandra C. Smith. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Always good to get Alex on. I see her on Fox all the time, and she just does a great job. So I was thrilled when we had an opportunity to get her on this morning. That's good stuff. And it's true. Listen to these numbers, right? So this this group conducted a survey of 400 to 500 registered voters per state, and they found 57% of Missouri voters want McCaskill to confirm the nominee, which is Brett Kavanaugh. 59% of West Virginia voters want Joe Manchin to confirm Brett Kavanaugh. 68, almost 70% of North Dakota voters want Heidi Heitkamp to confirm Brett Kavanaugh. All of the Republicans are on board right now for Brett Kavanaugh. You know what this is? This is a freight train coming down the tracks. And that's why you're seeing panic on the part of the left. They can scream. They can rant and rave. They can shut down free speech. They can prevent Fox News from broadcasting from the steps of the Supreme Court because they think they have a right to suppress the free speech of conservatives. But there's nothing they can do to stop this. And they're panicked.